This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, a good looking Tuesday morning. Just a few days before Christmas.
Well, it's more than a few.
Well, 8 days.
I mean, a week from today is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's only a few.
Okay, there's only a few days till Christmas.
Yeah, and because of that, it's our grown-up gift list. Text to win contest at 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win a stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells this hour in our statewide contest.
All right, so this hour's keyword is Carol. C-A-R-O-L. Carol. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Carol for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you're qualified to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, text the word Carol, like Carol Brady, like a Christmas carol.
That's right, right, Carol Brady.
That's your chance to win. You got to text in before 8 o'clock, and you got to help us out if you haven't been texting. Because you're listening, you're like, oh, nobody wins.
Are we getting our butts kicked?
John and Gordy are doing very well.
Out of Madison?
Yep. Yep. So anything you can do, if you're listening to us right now and you haven't been texting, text today. Download that Civic Media app. You can even listen to the guys wherever you go across the country. And text in the word Carol before 8 o'clock for your chance to win with Civic Media and Mino and the Mayor.
Did you ever go caroling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In Two Rivers?
Yeah.
Two Rivers doesn't seem like a caroling-friendly town.
I don't know. There's a lot of students, a lot of kids, high school
kids.
It's
kind of a blue-collar, kind of rougher town.
I don't know.
I would say rougher, blue-collar.
Yeah. I would say, what? Somebody rings your doorbell and sings a song?
Yo, kids, get out of here. What the hell's going on? I got midnight shift at the foundry.
Maybe blue-collar. I think that's true, but... They enjoyed that. No, that was fun. That's
caroling friendly.
It was caroling friendly. Okay. I'm not kidding you, Johnny. I can't think of a bad experience caroling. Whereas I can tell you a few bad experiences knocking on people's doors, campaigning. But caroling, no, that was fine.
Okay.
It was great.
Very nice.
And then one of my favorite songs is that Carol of the Bells. They sang that. Carol
Christmas bells.
Right. When the students left, I had a party at my house.
That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good. I get it. I can name that tune.
Hi, Renee.
You know where you could carol?
Where?
At the Bells.
Yeah. I thought we were going to do that. We were, Jim.
And yeah, you guys were slacking.
In June. He keeps going back to June. For some reason, he looked better in June.
I did.
Whatever. But he said, all right, this Christmas, we're going to ring bells. And
right.
We're gonna, and it's but, like okay. 8 days before Christmas. It's like.
Mm. And now the calendar's filling up. They needed bell ringers. But they got them at TSO. That would have been fun.
That would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually, we had a staff competition. And
oh, cool.
We win a car. AKA a Hot Wheels, and I won the last 2 years.
Wow.
So,
okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I went to a place the other day, and I didn't have any change with me. I didn't have any.
Yeah.
So, okay. And I went to the opposite door, so I wouldn't have to do that walk of shame as the guy's ringing the bell.
You know, it's I hear that. Some people, but you take credit cards.
We do.
You just
tap
it.
Yeah, we have like a tap to pay and a QR code on top of the kettle.
I had no idea.
She said that last time.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
We are living in 2024.
Wow.
But they just tap it. It's very easy. So you just hit it for $5-$10.
Yeah.
I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And I legitimately walked through the wrong door because I walked through the outdoor so I wouldn't have to like, hey, Mino, you got a couple of bucks there?
I know. Yeah. They know who you are.
Yeah.
But that's with anything, right? I mean, the Tootsie Rolls, the Boy Scouts, popcorn,
poppies.
All that stuff is poppies, right? So
the veterans on Memorial Day.
But there are a lot of how many? I'm gonna call it deployments. How many bell ringing?
They're not going off to war, Jim. They're not deployed.
Well, I was like the Salvation Army. That's what made me think of it.
So
anyway.
We have 33 locations, and we start the season off with about 8,000 shifts.
Wow.
So we've got 7 days left. And we have about $100,000 to raise at the kettle. So we got to do a lot of work here. Yeah, to reach our goal.
$100,000 more?
Yes.
In like a week?
Yes.
Wow.
The last 7 days are the most
cheerful. People can do this.
What's like the most? Because I've heard stories where like a gold bubloon or doubloon. What's it called? A gold
nugget?
The Spanish thing. The Spanish coin. Doubloon? You know what I'm saying?
Pirates would always go for doubloons.
Yes, New York or something. It's worth like $50,000 or something.
If anyone has one of those, please put it in.
Do you guys ever get something where it's like, oh my God?
So we, in the past, in my time, we have had gold coins. But as of recently, we haven't had them. So if you are that secret person that has been putting them
in Green Bay, you have had those.
Yes.
Something like, wow, that's cool.
It is. It really is. And do you, these next 7 days, I mean, they're all important.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a match day coming up or something that...
Yeah, so we've got Pepsi, J.J. Keller, and WPS coming up yet.
Those are some big ones.
Posted at our kettle, so you can see those. If you have time to ring or if you're able to put cash or check into the kettles at that time, please do. Every single dollar matters. It really only costs about $3 to feed somebody at our lunch program. So if somebody's like, I've got $1, that actually makes a difference. And this kettle season really impacts us the whole year.
Can I tell you what would be a huge, huge, huge draw? Jim and Milton. Because everybody
I would say, oh my God, he's so cute.
But
he'd be all like,
he couldn't. I don't think he would do that. I'd have to ask, but I don't
Milton?
Know.
Milton? He's so skittish. I think we'd love the attention.
We saw him at that party.
Well, okay, but that was a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, you had like 100 people walk in at once and he wasn't sure what was going on. But I think
he was very, very skittish
to
people.
Really?
Well, look. I've never brought, you can bring dogs, I'm sure, to the outside ones for sure,
outside,
right?
Outside, mean, and then festival tends to be pretty dog-friendly, but we usually ask just to make sure right beforehand. So we do ask people to let us know so that we can get permission.
I remember me and Tammy Elliott did it at the mall a few years back.
Yep.
We had a contest, and she got like $1,000, and I got like $12.
Oh, see, you would not win the car.
Yeah. She kicked my butt badly.
Hey, where does the, and I you've been doing this.
I got my butt kicked on tips with him the other night.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me.
You got to work on something, I guess.
You got to. First of all, you got to be behind the bar
working. Did you see my Facebook thing in that post? And my really good friend Liz Shizmino, you know I love you, but you'd be the worst bartender ever.
Yeah.
Because you'd spend a whole night talking to like one person that liked your stories.
Right.
And, yeah.
He finds someone that he can relate to. It's like the shy kid that, finally.
Yes.
And although Johnny's not shy, but he sits there and talks to him all night and empty glasses around the bar. You got to go fill those up. It's $7 plus we get a dollar. John, you got to admit, I worked harder than you did. Because then you were also out in the like lounge sitting down. I was like, where the hell's Mino? He's over there. Like, oh, okay. So I thought that was part
of the gig.
If you come back with a 20, it is. But.
Hey, did Ben Shan tip? I don't think so. Todd.
You know what? Ben can put that money in the kettle.
Right.
I don't think.
I don't think
I'm not
so.
Gonna say, I'm just saying is, did he? I'm sure he tipped, but who do you think he tipped?
Right.
You or me?
I think that's a good question. But Ben did tip.
Knowing that he left you on red, Mino, I bet he tipped Jim.
I bet. I don't think he likes me. I think he thinks I'm a challenge to him.
Yeah,
oh my! Yeah, just that intellectual challenge.
It.
I just can't keep up with Mino.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he says that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tell us. Look, you got
first of all, introduce yourself.
Oh, I thought you did that.
Nope. We did not.
All right.
My name is Renee Main, and I am with the Salvation Army of
Greater Green Bay. If you had an O at the end of your last name, you'd be Mino.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I did graduate with your daughter.
Amber?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Were you at Troyette?
I was not. I was a swimmer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
See, I literally like to keep my head down in the water.
There you go.
I give him credit. I wouldn't. I've never jumped off a diving board, much less in a hole in the ice. And he did.
Yeah. Polar plunge?
To raise money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to do it.
You do. It's just not that polar plunge. That's a little weak. That's in Jacksonport where they just wade out into the water. No, this was off the diving board into the water. Hole cut around the ice.
I like it.
That was cold. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't recommend that. Even though you're a good swimmer, it really contracts your heart.
It
does. Like, you can't breathe. It's like, I can't breathe.
I did the polar plunge last year at Jacksonport. Yeah, okay. It is. It's, and then your skin feels like pins
and needles. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's weak. You said it's weak. You're still going into ice cold water.
No. I'm just saying with the polar plunge, you run in.
You run
and
in.
And you can turn around. When you jump off a diving board, you're all in.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So, anyway, hey, tell me about, and I think people might know, but remind people where this money goes that they drop into these kettles.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a variety of programs. One of the coolest programs actually starts today. We have Christmas distribution. So in the next 3 days, we're serving over 2,000 families with gifts, books, and Christmas meals.
Toys for Tots is distributed by them. And I told her we were
Marine Reserves, too.
Yep. Yeah. The Marines. The 2,000 Marines have
families.
Been
That's awesome.
Hanging out with us and delivering toys the last few days. So we're really hoping that we have a chance that they can shop with families. And that is such a special moment.
That's two of our good friends here, Ben and Deanna Malcor, one of the distribution points here for the real estate
collection
company.
Points.
And they had talked to Tammy Elliott the other day. We had Tammy on, and 40,000 toys were dropped off. 40,000. That's like 10 times the size of my hometown were dropped off. Isn't that wonderful? Awesome?
That is amazing. So the Salvation Army works really closely, not only with the Marines, but also with the Friends of the Brown County Library for Give a Kid a Book. And then we have a lot of partners in the community that help us collect these toys. Hundreds of volunteers come out. If you haven't signed up, I think we do have a few shifts yet today and tomorrow and on Thursday, specifically if you are bilingual, because we do have families that would utilize that service.
This is shifts for distribution of the toys. Okay, be clear on that, because I want to talk about shifts for the bells. No,
yeah,
those are available.
We also
have
shifts for the bells. So if you have capability of volunteering in the next 7 days, we've got a spot for you.
You know, and I think we've talked the last few weeks about getting into the spirit, and you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. You can have a party, you can go see a show, you know, but to volunteer at Salvation Army when the families come through to make sure they get the right toy for the right aged person, or ringing bells, those are just cool things.
Absolutely. You really do have like a Grinch heart when you start, and it grows by two sizes, and you leave feeling very merry.
Is this a song you did?
Carol of the Bells. They
Let me
sang
hear
this.
It. This at my I've house, never heard you sing.
They sang this on the steps at my house when they left.
Let me hear you sing.
I can't sing like that. This is a great song.
I like it.
This is a great song. Any rendition. Anybody who sings this, from Trans-Siberian Orchestra to barbershop to this, is a professional choir singing, I'm sure, but high school, it's awesome.
Renee Main, Salvation Army bell ringing, back with more right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is a great song.
Hey, welcome back. I know the mayor here. What's the name of it?
Carol of the Bells.
I knew that. Where's Renee Main?
But Todd, you couldn't make my party, but when they sang, I had a choir come and sing at my house, and there's actually 21 kids from Mishkot High School.
Nice.
And then when there was a couple people that couldn't go up the stairs, so they're kind of sitting in the living room. And then they came down on the steps, and they sang Carol of the Bells, which was...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
You were in the bar.
Oh. So anyway, hi, Renee.
Hello.
How are you?
He was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Renee, I just love this time of year for multiple reasons, but for people to give something, and you know, you want to give money, but they talk about the time, treasure, you know, the talent, to get involved in the Salvation Army, if we want to do the toy distribution, I mean, you got 2,000 families you're going to be serving. Does that start today or tomorrow?
Yeah, it starts today, 8 o'clock. So doors open pretty quick here.
You know, I want to say one thing. And just, I can't think of anything more sad than a little kid on Christmas morning not having a gift. You know, I mean, that Santa didn't make it to their place. I can't think of anything more sad. I mean, if you could tell us somebody where that could possibly happen to, let us know. We'll take care of them. But wouldn't that be the worst thing?
But the community tries pretty hard.
I know they do, but it's like if you miss that one kid, it's heartbreaking.
It's the parents that are missing the kid.
Right, I mean,
There's a lot of resources in the community.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So to get involved in the toy distribution, what are you looking for, and how do we contact you?
So a couple different ways. You can go out to our website. It's S like Salvation, A like Army, greenbay.org. So sagreenbay.org. You can also call to schedule with Michaela. It's 920-593-2375. She is out at Christmas distribution, so if she doesn't get back to you immediately, just give her a little bit of time. She'll give you a call back. And then we have a lot of different opportunities. I would say the two biggest ones, we have people that shop with parents or guardians, and that is really moving. And then we also need some people to push the carts outside to their vehicles, help them unload, and then get the cart back inside, which is kind of fun because it's that last touch point, and people are so happy. I will also say, if you are going to come and volunteer, maybe put a Kleenex in your pocket. I always end up shedding a tear here or there because it's so moving.
Hey, we got to talk about somebody, though, that is, you talk about Green Bay, Wisconsin, about what we got here that's really cool. We got a guy by the name of Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Who, go ahead and talk about him.
Last night we had a signing with Jordan Love. He signed 300 autographs, and it was just amazing and beautiful. And what a great man.
Isn't he something else?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time when we, 2 years ago, I think, we're in Pulaski doing our high school football game, and he and some other Packer players were there for the Packers Against Cancer type thing. You should have seen him with those kids. I mean, those high school students. Mm-hmm. It was just, he autographed everything anybody put in front of him, was personable.
Right.
We got a shopping. We got a tremendous human being in that
guy
here.
Kudos to the Packers for looking at character as well as talent.
But for the face, I want him to be the face of this organization. Now, bleep Aaron Rodgers. Bleep Brett Favre. I want this to be Jordan Love's team.
Yeah. Yeah. Our community is so blessed. I mean,
absolutely.
We have had several Packers sign this year, and every single one of them are just, they're amazing. And they're so happy to be able to, especially meet the kids.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot of kids that come through the line, and I think that's their favorite part.
Or A.J. Dillon. I said a thing with A.J. Dillon at the Boys and Girls Club a couple of
weeks
ago.
He's amazing, too.
Amazing, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, talk about a role model. I know, you know, Charles Barkley, I was, I don't want to be a role model for your kid. You know, that's terrible, man. Terrible. But these
Kenny
guys.
Clark that,
no, Elvis said
Kenny
that too.
Clark is
that wasn't Elvis.
So
that was
times.
Charles Barkley,
oh, okay.
Jim.
All right.
Learn the difference. Wow, Todd.
Okay.
Todd. I thought it was Elvis too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. But Salvation Army, we want to ring bells.
Yes.
Tell me the process. How long? Can I bring my kids? Can I bring my dog? Can I bring? Can I sing? Can I play the
Please
trumpet?
Sing.
I know. Yeah. Those are
people.
Those are,
yeah,
they
enjoy
like that.
Caroling.
I did that one
We've
year.
Been talking about that.
Right.
If I come out, I will sing.
Okay.
For the people.
Okay. We got to sign you up yet.
Okay.
Time's a crunching.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So register2ring.org is how you sign up.
How are you guys doing for volunteers?
No, .com. Is it .org or .com?
No, yeah, because you messed me up. It's .com.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay. It's register2ring.com. You just go, and they got the locations, the 33 locations, the time. You just, boom, punch that in and show up.
Absolutely.
The apron is right there.
The bell's there. Everything's in the backpack.
It's all there, and you stuff her to put all the cash
in. Paint stick, yep.
Paint stick, yes.
Yeah, so there are, I would say right now, some of the biggest places are grocery stores. People are stocking up, getting ready to make their Christmas meals, especially this coming weekend. So Friday, Saturday are going to be busy, and it's just cheerful. So I had my daughter ringing bells with me, and it was so cute. She was like, that was really cool because all the old ladies told me I was cute.
That's
Isn't
awesome.
That nice?
I get that. That's why I ring.
Yeah, because you like the old
ladies. For the
ladies.
Old ladies said I'm
cute. Telling you you're cute.
Yeah.
Grab their white cane.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about the pain, because people paying. They don't have cash on them, and that's like and then they try to avoid you. And
that's
they
me.
Feel bad.
Yeah.
That's right. But there's
we got QR codes.
Right.
You could also just go out to the website. So if you know that you missed a kettle and you wanted to donate, you can go to the website and do an online donation. That's pretty popular right now, just because people don't have as much cash or check. And then I also wanted to bring up this Friday, the 20th, we will be at Easttown Mall. We're going to do a bucket blitz. So we're going to be outside from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. collecting funds. We're hoping that it brings a lot of people out. We're going to have maybe some mascots out there, some our advisory board. We'll have some Salvation Army officers. It's going to be a really fun time. Party in the parking lot.
Okay, Easttown Mall, easy parking, easy access. And that mall is coming around. There's
it
some
is.
Good stores
so
in there, too.
Many.
So
nice stores.
Garrett's doing a good job with
kinda
that.
Kind of like a real life.
Working with right. Garrett. Yeah. And,
let me ask you a quick question. Let me,
go for it.
Okay, that's all good, that part. But what if somebody's listening who could really use some help from a Salvation Army or yep. got kids and whatever? What should they do?
Just
how
call
do you
our
find
office.
Your people? Do they come to you or do you find them?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
A lot of people do come to us. People are very resourceful. So one of the things I would say around the country, the Salvation Army has such a fantastic brand. People recognize that we're helpers and they do come to us. Sometimes we are connecting people to other resources. And then we also are doing some outreach in the community with other organizations like Laundry Love Brown County. We're doing some of that, and we're just doing our best to make sure that people know that we're here and we're able to help.
Awesome. And you're a great resource for the community. That Laundry Love, they've been in here. You serve lunch pretty much every day, except you know holidays and weekends. But there's just so many ways to get involved. But I think John makes a good point. You're quite a resource in this community as well.
32,000 lunches last year.
Unbelievable, phenomenal. Thanks for what you do, Renee.
Yeah, it's great,
you.
Renee.
It's cool that you went to school with my daughter.
I know.
What was she like? Be honest.
I actually really liked her. Not all the Troyettes were, you know, I was a fan of, but she was very nice. She did a nice job.
All She's got three wonderful little girls right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. SKGreenBay.org.
Back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say a vehicle and a body were recovered from Little Lake Butamore last night. Officials were called to the 9th Street boat ramp in Menasha at around 3 p.m. yesterday for a car in the water. The Nina Menasha Fire Department, Winnebago County Dive Team, and other agencies helped recover the vehicle and the body. The victim has not been identified. Officials are working to ensure schools are safe going forward after the tragedy in Madison yesterday. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the Madison shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this, I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that.
Yesterday in Green Bay, there were threats against two high schools that were eventually deemed not credible. The Speak Up, Speak Out tip line has gotten more than 300 tips since its inception. You can submit a tip online or call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat.
58-year-old Ricky Denson of Appleton was sentenced to 20 years in prison and 10 years extended supervision Monday for stabbing a woman in August of 2023. Denson was convicted of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, intimidating a victim, false imprisonment, strangulation, and bail jumping. According to the criminal complaint, Denson stabbed the woman with a broken smoking pipe after drinking at an Appleton park all day.
I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM. WGBW 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Nice mild morning out there. 34 in Green Bay, 35 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Beautiful.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. I know we're going to talk to Lisa, but we have a perfect day for Botanical Garden, too, so we'll get to that.
Yes.
Let's talk to Lisa.
Let's talk to Lisa from Bosses. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lisa.
Good. Hi.
What do you got going on at Bosses? You always have things going on at Bosses, but what's special, like, today?
Yes, we have a special day today. We have the book release for Chris Leonard's Lambo, The Boy Behind Green Bay Football. It's a premiere of the book, and she'll be there signing copies today.
Hey, Lisa, you know what I brought? Jim and I did the bartending thing the other night at Zambaldi's, and in my car, I had a cool thing that I'm going to bring to you. It was a program. I'm not even quite sure, but
you showed it to me.
What year did Bosses actually open, Lisa?
1898.
Oh my God! Because your ad, the reason I want to bring it down to you, and I told you about this. There's an ad. There's Curly Lambeau is on the cover. This is kind of ironic. I'm going to bring it down there for you today. Curly Lambeau is on the cover. He was still a player, not even just the coach. He was a player in this program. But Bosses News was one of the big advertisers in the game program. I mean, that's how far back you guys go.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. And we had Lisa, the author, on our show.
Yeah.
Lambeau.
Yeah.
And she talked about it, some of the research she's done and some of the surprises that she found or things that she didn't know. And she's going to be there tonight. And I saw there was a pretty good article about that in the paper talking about the book as well. So what a great Christmas gift that people could pick up.
A great idea for a Christmas gift. Yes. So she'll be there tonight, and we have a whole week filled. She will also be coming back Friday. If people can't make it tonight, it'll be fun to come tonight. But if they can't make it tonight, she will be coming back Friday from 4 to 6 also to sign her book.
But I just think it's cool. I've got this thing, Curly Lambeau, the actual guy, and she's got the book about him. And you, with being with Bosses, are connected to all three levels of that. I just think that, you know, Jim and I always talk about that, about even with like the Northland from 1924 and Tarleton from 1924 and you guys, this is still one of those great connections of historic Green Bay that is still there.
Right. Yes. Appreciate it.
It's great how you that longevity. So tell me, I mean, you were downtown for many years and you are in downtown De Pere now. What's the address? Mm-hmm. I've been there, but I mean, for our listeners.
Sure. Yeah. So we were in downtown Green Bay for 124 years. Wow. And we've been in De Pere for 2 years. So it makes 126 years total. So we're celebrating our two-year anniversary in De Pere just this month. But yeah, our address is 107 South Broadway.
And the best way to go in is through the back, isn't it? Kind of, yeah, with the parking lot back there.
Yep. You can either park on Broadway in front of the store or in the parking lot behind the store, which is just off Wisconsin Avenue near Cerugi's, or on George Street near the movie theater there.
And then I'm going to be there on Thursday, correct?
Yes. So, John, you will be there Thursday from 4 to 6. We're really hoping that snow holds off.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that forecast.
Yeah. So it might be best. Hopefully everything, I mean, we're planning to be open. We're going to be there, but people want to be cautious. And, you know, they could always call ahead just to make sure everything's still okay. But we're planning to have it. So 4 to 6 Thursday, yes. And then we have a couple other authors coming in this week also, besides you and Chris.
Great. And I plan on having all four of my books there. Yeah. So
who else is coming in?
Okay. So then on Saturday, Warren Gerds will be back from 10 to 12. He has 9 books, including Golden Tales of a Newsman and A Friendly Tree are his 2 newest books. He'll be there from 10 to 12. And then Mary Kay Milquitt, who wrote De Pere of Yesteryear, she actually has 3 volumes. Her 3rd volume just came out recently. About the history of De Pere. So that's been a very popular book for people that love history.
Awesome. But either way, tonight, give it time and place and the whole thing once again for tonight's signing, please.
Yeah, so for tonight, 4 to 6 at our 107 South Broadway location in De Pere. And like I said, you can park either in front or back. If you have questions, if you're able to write this down, 920-432-8647. And then our new website address is Bosses De Pere. So BOSSES depere.com.
And then
our new web.
Book tonight. Tell once more time about the book tonight. The author, the name of the book.
Lambeau, the boy behind Green Bay football, and Chris Leonard. She's going to be there signing the book.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Great.
You got a new website. I don't know. I don't know if that was the best name because I want to get you back in Green Bay.
It actually does.
You got a great store there. And thanks for what you're doing and keeping that history, my God. You know, 1890. Yeah.
Great
all right,
work,
Lisa. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. We'll see you maybe tonight. We'll see you for sure on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lisa. Introduce our next guest, Jim.
All right. So one of my favorite things
by the way,
do.
He was really disappointed the other night.
What?
With the 30-degree below zero temperature.
Oh, you guys.
Because he wanted to come out there that day.
We were scheduled that night.
Yeah.
And I called, and she said, well, we don't know. We haven't made the game time call yet. But
right.
I can see that. But you're so busy all the time. I just thought, you know, some of us will rough it a little bit. Anyway, you are here with the Linda Guskey.
You got it.
I know. Green Bay Botanical Gardens and the Garden of Lights. And that's been going on for some time. And it's just a great way to get in the spirit. I mean, what, 350,000 lights?
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy how many. And just the different. I was just there Sunday night with a group of people. We went during the Packer game because it was.
Oh, perfect.
It was. It
probably
really
weren't
was.
As many people there.
No,
then.
Right? And I've been there when it's been a lot of people.
Yes.
But everything that caterpillar taking pictures and so how are things going out there?
They're going really well. And you know, as we lead up to Christmas, that always gets busier and busier. So if you want to get in and see Santa before Christmas, you've got a few more days to do that. Yes.
What a great night tonight would be, right?
Oh, it would be. Unfortunately, we're not open tonight, but
I did not
Thursday.
Know that.
They're going to be at Boss's tonight.
That's
John.
Right.
We're
trying
to work this out.
We're all working together. We're all connected. Tell us about the hours and how easy it is to go online and get your tickets and the half-hour slots. Go over a little bit.
Certainly, yes. So we do ask you to buy your tickets in advance because we have a time slot. You get about a half an hour to come on in. Now, that's just for your entrance. You can spend as much time in the garden as you want until we close the turn the lights off at 9 o'clock. So the hours are from 4:30 to 9. Again, you buy a ticket for a half an hour window. You can get that at our website at gbbg.org/tickets. And then you come on in with your family and you get to see 350,000 twinkling lights on over 40 botanically themed displays.
And, you know, everybody's been asking, what are those spotlights? What are those spotlights? And it's you.
It's us. I know. My husband works on the other side of town, and he said, is that you guys when I come home?
Everything's at the airport. It's like, no, that's a little further away.
But, no, that's us.
That is a little bit like the Bellagio, you know? It just is very, very cool. You don't have the water as much as the lighting put to music. Mm-hmm. But U.S. Bank sponsored that. I think that's just a great, great display. And that's relatively new, right?
That one is new. Yep. That's just in the last few years that we've had that Lake of the Lights display.
Lake
and that's
of
one
Lights.
Of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a good one. And of course, the LED tree is so cool.
Yes.
I think that's.
So did you take your people out there already?
Yeah, we went Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah,
we went Sunday. And I want to just something that I've been out there a million times, but I'm saying the first time I had a handicap person. I took some people from the shelter. And how easy that was. Made the reservation for the golf cart and then they pick you up and took her around.
Yes, we have a handicap accessible golf cart where we can put one wheelchair user in there and then up to three guests along with them. And then we can take you around a portion of the light show.
Right.
There is a portion we can't quite get you around. And that is our area that is already paved. So as long as you've got somebody that's able to push the person in the wheelchair around the upper parts, or if they're motorized, that can usually get through too. And then that wheelchair will take you through the other area that's wood chip and a little harder to traverse on your own.
And you also have the horse-drawn carriage rides.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yes, horse-drawn carriage rides every night. So if you want to take a wagon ride, you buy a wagon ticket. There's walking tickets and wagon tickets. Sometimes that gets a little confusing. If you buy a wagon ticket,
or you get people like
that
John
includes
who buy a walking ticket and jump on the wagon.
Absolutely.
So we gotta watch
not even
that.
A question.
Watch out for that. They're sticklers down there.
They
look for
close?
Those tickets.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. I just think that's it's for everybody.
It really
kids
is.
Like it. And some of your displays are like just awesome. The butterflies and things. I just think it's really cool what you've done for everybody.
In the last few years, we've added in a number of interactive displays where you actually get to touch the lights and make things glow up yourself, or there's some stomp lights that you get to jump on as well.
Right. And talk about, you know, that for our family, that was just a Christmas tradition because it was every year, and it was fun. And when we got son-in-laws, it was a couple Christmas pictures we took out there.
We really love to be part of everybody's Christmas or holiday tradition, whatever holiday you celebrate. It's a show for everybody.
Right.
And we hear that from a number of people that they just look forward to coming every year. And we're so thankful that they think of us when they think of the holiday season.
How did
season.
It begin? Where did this all, I mean, where, you know.
Oh my gosh. That's a good question.
History? What was the.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how it started,
okay.
But it's been going on for as long as we've been around. It's our 28th year this year.
I mean, the way and that's so, grown is just incredible.
I think it was the electrical union that got that going.
Oh, really?
For sure, the Caterpillar thing. That was them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to go talk to our historian.
And you have great sponsors.
We have really amazing sponsors. It's the WPS Garden of Lights.
Right.
WPS is our lead sponsor and has been for a number of years.
Not that we're really thankful for them. Not that they would benefit at all from this.
Well, you know.
350,000 lights plugged
keep
in.
Keep that meter running.
For 9 hours.
Well, you know, now that we've changed to a lot of LEDs, it actually doesn't draw quite as much power as it used to. Yeah.
But I think that light over the lakes takes a little juice.
Probably does.
I wonder how many people like come there this year or whatever, and then that's going to be their Christmas card for next year.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The pictures at the Caterpillar, but so many other places are just magical.
There's a lot of great, and we obviously took a lot of pictures. But I will say I really liked the way that Caterpillar was a little tough because some people want to take pictures and other people want to walk through. So now you have the express lane and then the picture lane. I thought that was really smart.
I'm glad that you caught up on that because we've been trying to do that the last few years because it is such a great picture spot.
I wrote you a letter with,
You what? What do you do?
Susan, I'm like, you gotta do something
about that. We know.
I wasn't the only one. So I think it's great that you address that. It's easy to get around.
Thank you.
The music is great, and it's, you know, plus you can get some hot chocolate and cider and wagon rides. If you're in a wheelchair cane, you got the golf cart. And
lots of options.
Then the rest of us can just walk anywhere as long as you want.
And if you want to volunteer, you can see it for free, too. Lots of volunteer opportunities.
We'll talk about that more. We come back. Botanical Garden. Gardens, Garden of Lights. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Is that from Charlie Brown?
Yes.
It is.
Nice. Boy, does that bring back memories.
They have all this kind of music when you walk through the botanical garden as well. You know, you've got, I don't forget, what's the song that's a little more peppy than this, Charlie Brown?
I would watch a Charlie Brown special tonight.
Okay,
if it's on.
And that's the song you have at the botanical garden.
Linda Gusky, Green Bay Botanical.
Okay.
That's where I got a little bit. Green Bay Botanical Gardens, Garden of Lights.
Yes.
Did I do it right that time?
Yes.
Right, I did.
Close. So at least
botanical garden.
This song it goes with the lighting. When you're walking around, they have some Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They have this and some other music. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. When you walk, this is right in the beginning.
Yeah,
you're hearing
this is our fountain of lights. I'll flow with the song.
Oh, that's cool.
And this is playing. It really gets you in the mood, and that's the first thing you kind of walk to.
It is one of the biggest. Right.
Hey, so
initial ones.
It's not expensive to go to this, $14-$18 depending on the day, and I understand how many people tickets, but there's also an opportunity to volunteer and kind of see it for free.
Yeah, there
Let's
is.
Talk about that.
So throughout
save a buck, Jim.
Throughout the course of the show, we actually have more than 500 volunteer spots. So whether you want to be inside and helping check in our guests, and that's just a quick, you use a scanner, you scan their barcode and they're on their way and you get to greet everybody and see everybody as they're excited. Or you can serve the hot cocoa and the popcorn. You can help us park because out there in the parking lot, it gets a little wild and crazy. But that's one of my favorite spots to volunteer is parking.
That is important, though, because there's people, you have handicapped people then you have across the street a Tweet. Well, it's not Tweet. You guys own that now. But there's a lot of places to park. It's just they help you park and then get out of there quickly as well.
Exactly. So. Well, and we have so many people walking through to get up to the show as well.
Right.
So, of course, just wanting to keep everybody as safe as we can.
And so easy to navigate. That enter sign is as big as...
It's quite large, but people still miss it.
But you know, we're talking about a little bit of snow coming. That actually adds to it, doesn't it?
It really does. We have some people that say they specifically wait until there's some snow because that dusting over the lights really just adds an ambience that you can't get anywhere else.
It sounds like we're getting that.
I would agree. It sounds like Thursday we'll have it. So tell me when you're open again. I'll make sure that people know that they can go out there, but you're not always open.
That's right. So this week we are open starting on Thursday the 19th and then through the 23rd, so right before Christmas Eve. And these tickets do sell out fast, so make sure that you get online today and get those tickets if you want to see the Garden of Lights before Christmas and see Santa out there. We also have Mrs. Claus here on Saturday reading stories to the children, so go hear a story from
Mrs.
Claus.
That's awesome.
And then we're closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We reopen on the 26th, then we're open the 26th through the 30th.
This is one of the kind of go-to things in this area, isn't
Absolutely. It is.
Like a tradition.
It is.
And people can do what they want, but this, the Dudley Birder, when he was alive, he still does it, but we never miss that. Of course, our kids were in it. But there's just some cool things, and you had traditions growing up, and it's incumbent upon us parents to make traditions.
Right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but after 2 or 3 years becomes a tradition. You know what I mean? Which is fine. You know, and I think that's important that people look to do something. And ringing bells could be, we always ring bells every time we come home. Dad makes us, or we serve a meal at the community shelter. I mean, people just do that, and that becomes their Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have two little kids of my own, and so we haven't gone through the lights with them yet. I've worked it a few times, but my son keeps asking, when are we going to go through the lights, Mom? I can't wait to go through the lights.
Right.
Who puts all that up?
Oh, my goodness. So we have our facility supervisor, Dave, who has been there for nearly all of the years that Garden of Lights has been happening. He's the mastermind behind it. But then we have so many volunteers. We had an amazing crew of volunteers this year setting it up. Mm-hmm. And we work with students at NWTC because land that we're on is owned by NWTC.
Right.
So we have a really great partnership with them. Some of their classes get to help make some of the frames or set some of the displays up.
Oh, super.
And then some of our other horticulture and facility staff help out with that as well. So if you talk to Dave, he'll tell you that he breathes Garden of Lights year round.
So it's a great combination. Everybody coming together, huh?
Yes, it really is a community effort.
But there's so much more than just this. I mean, it's all year. We're talking about the Garden of Lights, but that's unbelievable what you have out there.
I think there's a number of folks that come to Garden of Lights and don't realize what we are outside of that, which is an amazing botanical garden with 47 acres that you can come to year round. So we're open during the winter as well. There's not quite as much to see, but if you just need a nice place to go take a walk and get away from everything for a little bit, come to the garden.
We've been to the concerts out there, too. Tina Turner.
Yes.
That was great.
Oh, tribute. That's right.
She wasn't. She died. But there's just, and that whole Bruce Bell area, you know, that's
the
kids.
New Bell Children's Garden is phenomenal.
So I think that's important. But to go out now is terrific. I mean, I just, what you've done out there is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And there's nothing like it. You know, that's some stuff, it's a little bit like that. There's nothing like the botanical gardens.
And it's nature-themed, botanically-themed. We get a few people that get confused and say, well, where's Santa or where's Christmas? But we're a botanical garden. Our mission is to connect people with plants. So that's what we're trying to do through a light display and through some holiday cheer as well. And then this, actually, I'm going to plug this year, we have an exhibit that we're going to be presenting starting in the spring called Washed Ashore. Art to Save the Sea. We presented it a few years ago, but larger-than-life sculptures all created from trash from the Pacific Ocean to really tie back to the Great Lakes and how water pollution is affecting us right here in our home.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are great educational programs. And yeah, you really do it right out there. I'm just so glad Green Bay has that. I mean, that is Bay Beach, you know, the Shrine, but Botanical Garden is, I think, one of the top things we have here. And just,
we like to think so, too.
Well, it's because it is. All right, so what's the website again? We go on, because we got to order our tickets online.
You do, yes. gbbg.org/tickets. Get those tickets in advance. Come on out Thursday through Monday, and then after Christmas.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for what you're doing out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, one of those cool things of Green Bay that's just unique.
Unique.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Great stuff. Linda from Green Bay Botanical Garden. Check it out, the Garden of Lights. When we come back, a very, very special guest. 80 years ago today, the United States Army was involved in the worst battle they've ever been involved with, and we're bringing a gentleman who was right in the middle of it, 100 years old, and he is going to be joining us when we come back, right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.